Well,
no, there is a report out there that furniture did move at some point in the clubhouse afterwards. Yeah. Depending on whether you want to believe that.
No, I heard that there were some people who talked to him about it. It wasn't no furniture. We would have heard more. We'd have heard more.
We might.
I'm sorry. You can go 100%. That is a hell of a leap.
It's not what that.
The big leap is your side.
The big leap is your side.
What am I leaping? You're leaping from somebody who.
Yeah, okay,
right, yeah, man.
It's your show. I won't take it over. But I'll just leave you.
No,
I'll just leave you with this. if he didn't throw it on purpose, if it was an accident, how come he didn't go? My bad. Sorry about that. He turned around and walked away, pissed off.
Yeah, I think that is the worst look of it. I think he was, why did the catcher start walking out there going, hey man, what the hell's going on? I think he was extremely frustrated about the whole situation.
I'm going to overtalk you like you do. If it was an accident, how come the catcher walked out there and
John, you just said the same damn thing you just said. Do you want me to respond to it or you want to just keep talking?
No, and then he looked at the dugout like, what the hell's going on?
And they all just sat on their asses, and nobody did nothing. Everybody just said, go ahead and throw the next pitch.
They did until the end of the game.
Right? Nobody did nothing.
Have a good show.
Nobody did nothing. They just sat there. They just said, all right, man. Ain't nobody going to go ahead and talk to him? Carlos ain't going to go to say nothing to him? Penny ain't going to say nothing to him? They're just going to let him go and throw the next pitch after he intentionally threw at his teammate? And we got a whole bunch of bitches around there then. If that's where you are, excuse my French.
I'm just saying,
it is a hell of a claim to say, hey man, that dude went out there, man. I'm gonna drill this cat. I'm gonna put injury on the table with this cat.
I think
that's a hell of a claim.
There might have been an appeal to decorum happening, like, all right, we'll handle this, behind closed doors.
If he did that on purpose, we're past decorum.
For some people, I think
we're past the quorum. Pitching coach ain't even gonna come out there and say nothing to him. They just gonna let him here, man. You go ahead and do it. Gonna keep going. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing to him? If we all sit over here, all of us out here think, damn, he did that on purpose.
Yeah.
He hit him on purpose. Yeah. Whatever. He ain't been rolling around being Draymond Green for 5 years. And just all of a sudden, he's come out here. Yeah, he's throwing guys under the bus. Now he's hitting people on purpose on his team. His ass needs to be suspended at this.
I'm excited to hear more of this conversation as the drive rolls on. I didn't even get to ask Clint about the Tom Brady thing because someone came after me talking about I feel like I know more than Tom Brady. I'll say that for later.
Let's do it. I'm always in, man. I'm not sure what you're referring to, but I'm in.
All right. I got a minute. Tom Brady was on Chris Sims' podcast, and he said that he feels like quarterbacks right now aren't as
100%. He's right.
You think he's right? I feel like he's neglecting how defenses have advanced from that time period where he was early on.
I think he followed it up by saying that they're physically probably more gifted because they've been getting trained since they were 5 years old. But yeah, there's no doubt that college football has trickled into the NFL, and a part of that is making it as easy on the quarterback as you possibly can versus forcing quarterbacks to sit in the pocket and learn a pro-style offense and throw the route tree and go through progressions. I think there's been an effort to make the game simpler, to make the transition for quarterbacks simpler, and I think the result is, I think you got quarterbacks that aren't as cerebral or as advanced mentally as quarterbacks used to be.
All right, quarterback told me. All right, we did it. Listening to KLTAM.
Did you disagree?
I disagreed. I thought that there was a neglecting of some of the other things.
Well, there's some conversations to be. That's a good conversation.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys have it. Have a good one. You're listening to KLTAM, KLTFM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station right now. The drive is live.
The drive is live. A lot going on today besides the Framber stuff. We will get to that. I guess we already got to it. But we will get to it some more. We'll get these fellas' thoughts. I see a lot of people texting in. Ron would argue with a damn fire hydrant. If someone texted in, I mean, hell, I didn't bring it.
That's weird. They must be from Kansas City and saw you practicing when you were younger. Younger Ron, that's what he practiced. How'd y'all know, man?
That was
Ron would stand out there and argue
mirrors,
with
man.
The, yeah,
I would get
man.
Down. I would get down.
Get down there and face that old fire.
A lot to get to. D'Amico Ryans, we will carry him live coming up here in the 2 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. And what a day to have Robert Flores on. I heard them on MLB Central talking about it. We'll get his thoughts on everything with the Astros.
And
let's just be honest, the Framber Valdez situation. And it is Wednesday, so we'll also hear from C.J. Stroud a little bit later on and our Texans report with our guy Brandon Scott coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. So a lot going on here. And by the way, also, come hang out with us tomorrow. The season is back, so that means each and every Thursday we're out at Buffalo Wild Wings. And this Thursday, coming up tomorrow, a little thirsty Thursday, starting at 2 o'clock, we will be in Cyprus, 25704 US 290 in Cyprus. So come hang out with us for a little thirsty Thursday tomorrow. All right, here is Joe Espada. Let's hear the manager from last night. After meeting with Salazar and Framber Valdez, this was Joe Espada on the situation that everybody's talking about in the game in the fifth inning with the Astros.
You know what? I think it did. It's not the first that happened. You know, that pitch comp could be an issue. But I got to talk to, you know, Sally about it because he kind of looked like he got crushed up.
All right. That was Espada's explanation. I spoke through the crosstalk. Clint, Tyler, Clint, you can have at it. Your thoughts on what you saw last night.
Yeah, I think Fromber's a child. I think he's shown signs of it in the past. It's been minimal and not caused any riff and has not been a major ordeal, but it's been there. It's been present. And I think it came to a head last night. I think it came to a head when he's getting shelled is the first problem. And number two, the way that he responded. I think for me here, this isn't about the intent. Like I don't think Framber Valdez stood up there and said, I'm going to intentionally bean his ass for calling whatever call he played.
He would do it a hitter.
I don't think he intentionally did that. I think he got frustrated like a child does.
I agree.
And I think he got up there and did something stupid like a child does and then goes into the clubhouse and thinks that we're going to apologize, you know, publicly or in the clubhouse, and we met on it and everybody's going to sweep it under the rug like I do and like my wife does with my 3.5-year-old child when she says, oh, I'm sorry for hitting my sister and I'm going to walk on and I'm going to hit her again here in 2 seconds. I'm not really sorry, but we're going to sweep it under the rug because we apologized and because it's in the past kind of deal. I just think Framber is an absolute child. I think Framber intentionally stood up there and did not step off the rubber the first time when his catcher was clearly telling him, two hands in the air, hey, back off. Whether it's I can't hear you, don't throw the pitch, I don't know what pitch you're throwing, your catcher has two hands in the air and is saying back off the rubber and you throw a pitch anyway, right? And I think he intentionally made that decision. That ball, I believe, is the one that got hit out of the park.
That's the one that Grissom hit out.
And then I believe that he stood up there, and I believe he intentionally, out of frustration, again, being a child, I think he stood up there and said, F it, I'm finna throw this pitch, man. I ain't listening to nothing. I'm fixing to throw this pitch. And he crossed his catcher up in the meantime, and he put the catcher in harm's way as a result of him intentionally making piss-poor decisions. I don't think he went up there and was gonna, like, I'm fixing to hit this dude. I mean, you could hit that guy in the neck or something and injure him significantly. I don't think he stood up there and said, I'm gonna injure a teammate. And that's why, like, I think talking about intentionally hurting a teammate, to me, is, I'm not interested in that conversation. But if you want to talk about how immature it is and how childish it is to stand up there multiple times and not do the right thing when you are the veteran, when you are quote-unquote the ace, when you are a guy that has been in extremely high-leverage situations, to not be the guy that the first time your catcher throws his hands up, to step off the rubber, call your catcher out there and say, hey, young fella, you're a reserve, man. Get your ass behind the plate, and when I shake you off, I'm going to tell you what pitch I'm going to throw.
Yeah, that's what he did without doing any of the calling
right,
him out.
Right,
sit down
right,
that, and catch, and I'm going to throw the pitch.
Yeah, that's what a mature leader, a mature professional does, is the first time when your catcher's got two hands in the air, you get it settled. You don't let it go and snowball into what we're now dealing with. And look, here's the situation for me. is I've never been a professional baseball player. I've never been in a clubhouse with a professional Major League Baseball team. I have been in professional sports. You don't get called into the manager's office for getting crossed up.
But Tyler, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think there's too much evidence there. We've seen Framber and talked about Framber multiple times over the last 2, 3, 4 baseball seasons about our worry with his mentals. With this guy upstairs, up top, we see him crumble. And going into this season, all we ever saw was Framber self-destruct and hurt himself, really. I mean, yeah, hurt the team by giving up a bomb or something once his mentals go up off the tracks, but
it just pitch worse.
Every year was just, man, worried about this guy, this issue with him up top in that dome. But this year, I feel like we're just steadily more and more, as this season progresses, seeing evidence of these more, lack of a better term, diva tendencies from Framber. Whether it's, you know, looking out in the outfield after a base hit and clearly frustrated with where he thought the outfielder should be positioned at, or commenting on that very thing after the game in the post game. As a manager, talking about the positioning of the outfielders or not backing up home plate on the relay throw home. All that's kind of been building to this moment. And then when we get to this moment and I see what happened and everything that entailed, I cannot help but think that Framber Valdez absolutely got frustrated and did something real stupid on the mound last night.
Which is throw at it.
Intentionally. Yeah. And it just stinks too much, man. I mean, between the, like, getting pulled in the manager's office for what I can only assume is a game plan of what we're going to say and how we're going to handle this because it looked so bad. I can't see it any other way than Framber just crumbling mentally yet again, but this time taking it a step further.
Am I tripping to think if it was intentional, like many, I would say the vast majority of people that we are getting response from, that the Astros would do something? Like there would be some sort of a consequence? Like, for how serious this is?
To be honest with you, I don't know, because the Astros, I don't think, have had to deal with this kind of situation since I've been covering the team on a day-to-day basis.
Well, yeah, I don't know who's dealt with this. That's
the other part of this thing, guys, is like, any way you want to slice it about Framber Valdez, this is something that I think the Astros organization, top to bottom, has prided themselves on not having in their clubhouse. Look, we can say it's out of frustration or it's been building and it just popped, whatever. But like, to me, this is something, having situations where you got to call into the manager's office, or calling, you know, situations where whatever happens and for whatever reason it happened, you know, you got a young catcher in here that's trying to do the best that he possibly can. And he's taking one off the damn arm kind of deal. Like, I think this organization has prided itself on not having these types of things involved in their day-to-day operations.